Hey, little man.
Hey, sorry I'm late. Rory called in sick today.
Oh, did you have to cover for him?
No, he's just usually the one who wakes me up when it's time to go home.
No, Jimmy, please tell me the dry cleaning is in your car.
The dry cleaning is in my car?
Oh, good. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't have anything to wear tomorrow.
Yeah, you may still have that problem.
You didn't pick it up?
Never dropped it off.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
Well, Christine, come on, we go through this all the time. I have trouble remembering things. It's not my fault. I have a very bad memory.
Jimmy, who won Super Bowl IX?
Oh, Pittsburgh Steelers 16-6. The steel curtain picked off Tarkenton 3 times.
Okay, your witness.
Okay, so I have a very selective memory.
Yeah, well, I wish once it would select something important to me.
Oh, hey, Christine, hold on. You got a hair on your shirt.
Oh. Ew. You have a clump of hair on your shirt.
That's weird.
Christine.
What?
It's been happening a lot lately.
Really? Your hair is falling out?
A little.
A little? Christine, between our shower drain, your hairbrush, and our pillowcases, you're losing 2 good-sized ferrets per week.
Maybe you should go to the doctor and get that checked out.
That's what I've been saying.
It's just a little hair. It's nothing serious.
Well, it could be. It could be something as small as an allergy or a vitamin deficiency, but you can't rule out a fungal or bacterial infection. Or it could just be the early onset of menopause.
Thank you, Greg. Never thought I'd be rooting for a fungal infection.
Christine, you've got to get this checked out, okay? Because, you know, as much as I fantasize about doing it with that bald chick from the Star Trek movie site, I don't want you risking your health to make it come true.
Come on, it's probably nothing. Is a doctor really necessary?
Go to the doctor! Go to the doctor!
You got a wife and kid in love with you.
Yes, dear.
You can't take off a broken father's shoe.
Yes, dear.
You can live your life the best you can.
Yes, dear.
Till your family screws up the plan.
Yes, dear.
But family is family is family.
Yes, dear.
Family is family is family. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Hey.
Hey. How'd it go with the doctors?
Great. Christine's tests all turned out normal.
The doctor said it's nothing serious.
Oh, thank God. I was starting to worry that there was something really wrong.
Oh, Greg, that's so sweet. You were worried about me?
Well, of course. I mean, if it was serious and you got really sick and died, I'd be stuck with Jimmy forever.
So, the doctor have any idea of why your hair is falling out?
I said it might be stress. He told me to exercise.
Well, Greg and I go down to the studio gym. You should come with us.
I don't know. I'm going down to the gym, running around. Ugh, maybe I'll just go bald and be done with it.
Come on, it's great.
Well, I guess it couldn't hurt to check it out.
They even have free daycare, so you two can work out together.
Hey, Woo, let's not get carried away. Okay, I'm not the one who's stressed here.
Jimmy, Christine needs to do this. Besides, once she sees you working out, she's not going to be able to keep her hands off of you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Greg's never hotter to me than when he's working out.
It's true. Something about a man working out that just drives women crazy. Check out these chisel dips.
Give me some of that.
I'm gonna get my sneakers.
Isn't this great? You know, a lot of famous movie stars work out here.
Yeah, yesterday I used the bench press right after Lucy Liu.
Wow. Must have been embarrassing when you had to decrease the weight.
I usually like to start my workouts with a couple sets of lunges.
It's so hot.
You should try it, Jimmy.
Yeah, I might not get the same reaction since underneath these I'm only wearing a jockstrap. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Hey, y'all here to get your sweat on?
I didn't know you guys worked out here.
Every day. Stairmaster for the lungs, free weights for the arms, and pelvic thrusts for the ladies. Nah, who am I kidding? It's all for the ladies.
Wow, Billy. Working out at the gym. I'm impressed.
Oh, don't be. So far, all I've done is walk around checking out the girls.
But you're all out of breath.
Yeah, it's a big place. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go pretend to walk into the wrong locker room.
Keep lunging there, honey. Looking good. Keep lunging while I show Christine where the daycare center is.
No offense, but he looks a little goofy. Does that really turn you on?
No. But he sits at a desk drinking coffee all day long. If I don't find some way to trick him into exercising, he'll drop dead before he's 40.
I don't know, Kim. It seems a little weird to lie to him.
All right, I'll stop. But if he dies, the gravy train's over and you're out on your ass.
Looking good, sexy. You know, if you weren't my brother-in-law.
Hey, check it out. It's Bess.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, we should go over and say hi. She's our boss. A hot, sweaty, sports bra-wearing boss.
I don't want to say hi to her. For some reason, she hates me.
Hey, Roy. Hughes. What machine are you working out on today, the soda machine or the candy machine?
Nice to see you, Bess. I didn't know you were into boxing.
I'd ask you to go a few rounds, but I've seen you get winded punching a time clock.
Okay, it's good talking to you. You know, I'd say something back to her if I wasn't afraid I'd get fired. I don't know what I did to get on her bad side.
I wish I was on her bad side.
Why?
Because then I'd flip her over and get on her good side.
All right. That's good, Bess. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, can anybody use these?
Sure, come on in. Give it a shot.
Hey.
That was good. Okay, first thing you need is a picture-perfect boxing stance, okay? Now move your legs.
Yep.
Step, step,
one, two.
Step, step,
one, two.
All right, keep doing it till you get the hang of it.
Step.
That's good.
Step,
one, two.
Step, step, one, two. Hey, look at you. Yeah, that's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of like the electric slide, only with punching. Kind of like your cousin Bobby's wedding.
Whoa, hey.
Oh, you want a piece of this?
Yeah, I do. Hey, watch it now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Ow!
Yeah, I know. Come on, put him up.
No, I think I've had enough.
Put him up, you big kitty.
Hey! Hey!
Maybe some aspirin will take the edge off. Something wrong, guys? What was that? They look like they just saw a ghost.
Yeah, the ghost of Rocky Marciano.
You can't really blame them. They just saw their mother beat the heck out of their father.
Yeah, you're whacking him like a piñata. One more hit and I bet all that candy been eating the past couple weeks is gonna come flying out.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You're not the one... force me to put on the gloves and get in the ring.
Christine, you look like a real boxer in there. You've come a long way from the days when you grabbed me by the wrist and made me punch myself until I cried.
Tell you what, that doctor was right. Exercise is the answer. I feel great.
It's so cool. How do you do that?
Oh, here. It's easy. Hey, punch. Punch. I still got it.
I just hope it helps you.
I think it already has, you know? I mean, there's such an endorphin rush, you know? I feel like a new woman.
Can I have the old one back? This one scares the hell out of me.
That was some workout. You must be beat.
You kidding? I feel like running around the block.
Did you hear that? Feels like a new woman, endorphin rush. You, my friend, are in for the night of your life.
Greg, I can't even think about sex until I figure out where my left testicle went. Soup for lunch?
Can't chew, huh? What happened? Christine's hammer fist knock you off solid food for a while?
I happen to like soup, okay? and I could chew just fine, you idiot.
Then why are you looking at me? Roy said it.
Because I can't move my neck.
Look at all this food. What are you guys doing? This isn't lunchtime.
No, it's our morning snack.
Snack? What is this, preschool? Maybe I should meet you here every morning and give you each a graham cracker.
Okay.
Hey, Hughes. Everybody down at the gym is talking about how you got your butt kicked by a girl.
She happens to throw one heck of a punch. You wouldn't have lasted any longer in there than I did.
Oh, please. She put you down in 10 seconds. I could have lasted longer than that if she was hitting me with a folding chair.
Then let's do it.
You want me to fight your wife?
No, I want her to hit you in the head with a folding chair.
All right. You want me to go a few rounds with her? Set it up. Anytime, any place.
Well, I know a place with this pit that they fill up with Jell-O.
Keep it up and you and me are going a few rounds.
Promises, promise.
Man, this is great. I can finally shut her up for good. You guys saw Christine. She hits like a Mack truck. She's gonna kill her.
Are you sure Christine's gonna fight a woman for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just tell her I found her a sparring partner.
I don't know, Jimmy. Can you live with yourself as a man, having your wife handle your dirty work?
What do you expect me to do, fight a girl?
You got a point. We've seen you fight a girl.
Yeah, so, did you get to the gym today?
Yeah. Jumped some rope, hit the heavy bag for a while.
Yeah, so how do you feel, champ?
I don't know. I mean, yesterday after you and I were in the ring, I felt full of energy, like I didn't have a care in the world. But today's workout just didn't do it for me.
Oh, well, maybe you're not getting enough exercise. I mean, you know, you really felt great after you were actually, you know, fighting somebody. Yeah? Maybe you should get a sparring partner.
I don't know, maybe. Or I could just try running tomorrow.
Running? No, no, no. Boxing. Yeah. I mean, we are talking about your health here, Christine. I don't think we should take any chances.
I don't know, Jimmy. I mean, who am I supposed to spar with? It's just guys down there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Ugh. Hey. Wait a second. I think one of the female guards down at work, I think she boxes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, her name's, Beth? Beth? No, Bess. Bess. Her name's Bess.
I don't know, Jimmy. I mean, you really think I'm ready to spar with someone?
Christine, you hit me so hard in the stomach I could taste beets. And I haven't eaten beets since Thanksgiving.
Well, the trainer did say that I was kind of natural.
Yeah, that's right. And the best way to improve is to get in there and mix it up with somebody else. You know, it's like when I was 15 when I realized about sex. You can only get so good on your own.
All right. Let's set it up. Call your friend.
My pleasure.
Mommy, Dominic pushed me.
No, I didn't. Besides, he bit me and took my Game Boy.
I'm sorry. What's the matter, boys?
Nothing. We'll work it out.
Remember, keep your feet moving, have a good workout, all right?
All right, that's right. Now listen, Bess is in really good shape, okay? So feel free to just hit her hard, okay? Also, this is not a sanctioned boxing match, so if you want to, you can go ahead and headbutt her a couple of times.
What?
Just have fun.
Wow, look at her move. She's like a gazelle.
Yeah, a fine gazelle. With nice big hammy hindquarters.
Hey, Bess. This is Christine.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Keep it up. Looks so hot. What an amazing body.
Bet you're gonna be thinking about this tonight.
I sure will.
touch gloves. Go back to your corners. On my call. Time.
All right, looking good, looking good. Electric slide.
Oh, my. You're good at this.
Christine, what are you doing? Don't talk to her. Hit her.
Fox.
Okay. Ow! She hit me in the boob. Can you do that?
Of course you can.
Okay.
What are you doing in there?
Well, so far I'm getting my ass kicked.
Great.
Christine, you're not trying, okay? You can hit harder than that. I know you can. My left testicle's been missing for 2 days. Now go get her!
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Then why are you still down?
Because if I stay down, she can't hit me anymore.
Hey there, buddy.
Hi.
Nice try.
Thanks.
And no hard feelings, huh?
No.
Hey, Hughes, maybe next time you should get in the ring instead of letting your wife fight your battles for you.
What was all that about?
Nothing.
Nothing? Jimmy, why exactly did you set all this up?
Because I wanted you to get some exercise.
Liar.
Okay. Bess drives me crazy all the time at work, and I can't say anything or do anything about it because she's my supervisor, so I wanted you to beat her up for me. It was a stupid idea, I'm sorry. Ow, that hurt.
Good! Because now you know how I felt in there. You weren't worried about me or my health.
Oh.
It's just all about you. Just like everything is always about you. God, here I was thinking that you were finally taking care of me for a change, and all you were doing was trying to get me to beat up some girl for you. I could have been killed, and now you...
Okay. See, there's that fire. Why didn't you bring that into the ring with Bess?
Because I'm not angry at Bess. I'm angry at you.
Ow.
God, that feels good.
Not to me, it doesn't.
Yeah, well, too bad, because that's the best I've felt since the last time I beat you up. Jimmy, did you hear what I just said?
Some of it. My ears are still pinging from the last couple jabs.
My hair is falling out because of stress. But that stress is because of you.
Me?
Jimmy, I love you, okay? I mean, you're the greatest guy I'll ever know, but at least once a day you do something that makes me want to kill you.
Why don't you ever say anything about it?
I don't know. So I don't want to be a nag, I guess.
Well, Christine, you can't keep it inside. Not if it's going to make you sick. You know, if I do something that bugs you, you got to get on my case about it.
I know, but that's what my mother did to my father, and it drove him apart. That's what Kim does to Greg, and well, we'll just have to see what the future holds for them.
Christine, okay, we are not them. Okay, and you can trust me to listen. I love you.
All right, so from now on, I'll just point out when you leave the toilet seat up.
No.
Or when you tear the corners out of my magazines and start picking your teeth with them.
See, I didn't even know I did that.
Chew with your mouth open. Stab me in the night with your toenails. Push off of me after sex like I'm a diving board.
Okay, you know, I think you may have something about this whole nagging thing, so, here's another idea. Why don't you keep everything bottled up inside, and then, once a month, we come down here, you beat the hell out of me.
Deal. Well, come on. Maybe on the way home we can stop somewhere. You know, park.
There's a game on. Plus, you smell a little funky.
Jimmy!
Hey, save it for my whooping. Save it for my whooping.
All right, Rock. I'm going to teach you a trick to get some speed in those legs. See, in the old days, chicken chasing was how we trained. See, now if you can catch this chicken, you can catch grease lightning, see?
Wait. Whoa. I'm not Rocky.
All right? Now, I'm not Sylvester Stallone. I'm his brother Frank. I don't want to do this.
Come on, man. I do a really good Burgess Meredith. Just play it off.
Get a chair! You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder, see?
Come on. This is so stupid. After 30 years in the business, I can't believe I still got to listen to this stuff. Now, Bill Murray's brother does the show sometimes. Do you make him do lines from Ghostbusters?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No!
Forget it, man. He's not going to do it. Ain't gonna be no rematch. Ain't gonna be no rematch.